This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You have a new text message.
Hey!
What can we help solve for you today? We've got your questions here in the text line. It is Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Spin the wheel. Let's see what we're going to land on.
Three.
Right up top. I clean houses, and the other day, the owner was home while I was cleaning. His dog threw up in his office.
Ew.
I didn't touch it because I'm not there to take care of pets. When I left, he texted me a picture asking why I didn't clean it up. And I said, that's not my job to care for pets. He accused me of disrespecting the house. Was I wrong to not clean up the dog's puke?
Your dog, your mess, right?
You're there to clean, though.
Yeah, but the dog, it happened there.
And the owner was home.
And the owner was home. So go clean it. It's your dog. Whether it's your dog, your cat, what are they supposed to do? Clean the gerbil cage out, the guinea pig cage?
Or the litter boxes cats?
Yeah. No. There's got to be some fine print. No, I ain't cleaning that thing. There's no responsibility there.
So the owner is wrong in this case.
Yeah,
100%. For reaching out saying, you disrespected our house.
Oh, you disrespected the house.
You didn't clean it up.
Yeah, I would say so. That's the owner's job to do that.
But if it's a mess on the carpet, aren't they cleaning the carpet? Aren't they cleaning the floors?
But this was, where was the...
In the back office.
The dog lurch? Oh, okay. So couldn't you just say, hey, I already cleaned the back office. Bro, I was going on to something else, and
didn't see it.
That happened after. I don't know.
It was not. Because you're not taking care of pets. You're taking care of a house, but the pet made a mess in the house. And what an uncomfortable conversation to have with this client saying you've disrespected the house and sent a picture back. And maybe, like most professional cleaners will have some kind of lists of things that they'll do and not do. We've had cleaners come to the house and some of them will actually change your sheets and make your bed. We've had other cleaning companies that
It's called a hotel.
They don't do that. It's
wow.
A hotel staff. But you have to really pay attention to the fine print.
Well, right.
Of what they're going to do and not do. Because when it comes to a dog getting sick, that's like a biological mess.
Chewing on a pig ear. A little bit too much. Too much pig ear there. Cow hoof.
What do you all think about this? 414-432-1099. Call in now and help out this mixed listener who's basically asking, were they in the wrong or were they in the right? They clean houses. The owner was home. The owner's dog threw up in the office. The listener left that saying, that's not my job, and then received a not very nice message from the homeowner.
You know,
accusing them of disrespecting the house.
Have you ever done that? Like, I know when I was growing up and I had Justin Poston living next door to me. And the dog, Sasha, had gone potty in his bedroom. And I just didn't say anything. And it was like, oh, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see that. And then Justin's mom, Mrs. Poston, Jane, yelled at me. He was like, didn't you smell that? Nope, didn't smell anything. I got to go home now. Bye. Why didn't you say, if it happens, I get it.
Let's go to line number one. Patty, hey, you're live on the radio. I know you got a whole crew there in the car with you. So what do you think about this mixed listener? Were they wrong for not cleaning up after the pet threw up, even though they are hired to clean the house?
Absolutely not. I cleaned houses for almost 20 years, especially if the homeowner is home. I would have let them know if they chose not to clean it up, then they're disrespecting me. That's not my job.
Ooh. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be your job, though? If you're, let's say you're one of the jolly maids or whatever they're...
Merry maids?
Yeah.
I'm there to to do what they don't do
right
every week or every other week, which is vacuum, clean the floors, the kitchen, the dusting, the bathrooms. If your animal makes a mess and you're there, that's your job.
Wait a minute, though. Isn't there a time limit on this stuff? Like, oh, you dusted last week, but I'd rather have you dust. Like, it got dusty yesterday, so dust it. The dog barfed on the floor today. Clean it
so,
up.
So, wait, are you changing your tune? Because you were originally saying, like, hey, it's all, they shouldn't have to clean this up.
After hearing this about,
but Patty,
you know,
Patty, we want to ask you, from your years of cleaning homes, what's the craziest mess that you've seen, and did you leave the mess?
I used to have somebody throw all of their laundry over the balcony to the floor below, and it was like a mountain, and I couldn't do anything, so of course I did move that.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not going to clean up a dog throw up or,
no.
That's,
or whatnot.
That's where you draw line. That's where you draw the line.
No, I wasn't changing my tune. I was just kind of like trying to ask the question here, like if you were a homeowner here asking that question, hey, what's the time limit on cleaning things? The dog threw up last week. Okay. Do you clean that? Do you have to, because you dust every week? Is there a time limit on when you have to clean these things?
Yeah,
or is the dog off limits to cleaning staffs usually?
Well, the dog is off limits.
Okay.
There's no timeline, but when they have you clean their house, they're basically wanting the same thing every time, which is the dusting and everything else.
The usual.
Cleaning the toilets.
The huge, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Some people clean every other week. Some people clean every week. Some are once a month, but it's the same thing. That's what they're expecting.
When these people threw their clothes over the balcony, did you ever find, like, money and keep it? Come
no,
on, tell.
I never did.
Come on, Patty.
No.
Patty, you don't work in house cleaning anymore.
Patty,
come on.
We had a conversation yesterday. Little side note. We have a coworker here. His name is McD, and he uses the toilet brush, and he uses that same toilet brush to clean
gross.
The sink.
Uh-oh.
That is gross.
No. She heard
okay,
that.
We
yeah,
can decide.
She said that was
That's
gross.
That's officially gross.
Patty.
But yeah, you agree, though, Patty. We know you're busy this morning, but the homeowner was disrespecting the person that's cleaning the house by assuming that they were supposed to clean up the dog throw up. That's not their job. That's
Absolutely.
Not what they're there to do. And maybe this isn't someone that you want to clean houses for anymore if they're going to disrespect you like that.
Absolutely.
What if they say, I'll tip you extra?
Oh, then maybe.
Oh, then you're going to dive in.
Show me the money. We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you were cleaning a house professionally and the owner was home and their dog threw up, would you clean up the vomit or no? Because a mixed listener sent that in to Text Roulette this morning saying they didn't. They didn't clean it up. And the owner sent them a not so nice text message back saying, why didn't you clean this? And you're disrespecting our house. So, Kristen, what do you think?
I think 100% the owner is in the wrong. Personally, if I was that homeowner, I'm hiring that person to come clean my house. That's what I hired them to do. If I wanted somebody to take care of my pet and clean up after my pet, I would hire somebody like a dog sitter or somebody, you know, to come take care of my pet.
You got the house cleaner coming. You got the pet sitter coming.
Well, and also, it's bodily fluids. Like, you're asking someone to clean up that. That's not what they're hired to do. And maybe this person needs to have somewhere in their service agreement a message that says, I don't handle pet accidents, biohazards, or pest cleanup.
Wait a minute, though. If they're cleaning toilets, that is bodily fluids.
They're cleaning a, do you call it an appliance? Was that what you call that?
Like a toilet?
A toilet?
What if there's a man living there and there's dribbles on the floor? Now you're cleaning the floor. Why can't you? I'm starting to think about this.
You're just saying. Changing your tune.
You have to make sure these things are all put in fine print, Kristen, right?
Yes. I do 100% think that it should probably be in a contract. And maybe it is. You know, like, we don't know, obviously, those details. Mm. But I do think, like I said, that is not her responsibility. That would be the same as if kids were there. Or is the cleaner in charge of the kids if they make like a mess? No, that's the parent's responsibility, or they can hire a nanny to take care of the kids.
True.
Yeah, or like a pet sitter or something too.
Kristen, okay, let's go off the board here. How much would you charge, or how much would it take for you to clean up your neighbor's dog's mess? Seriously, if the neighbor said, I just can't do it, could you do it for me? I'll give you money. How much would you say?
What's the minimum?
Well, if it was my neighbor, I would be like, sure, I can help you out. But if it was just some random
person. Okay, a stranger.
Person,
let's say it's a stranger. Yeah. A stranger.
Yeah. Somebody moved in across the street and we're like, hey, I just can't handle
what's
dog
the minimum
messes.
Amount?
I mean, it depends on, I guess, how bad it was. Like, if it was just a one-time thing, I'd be like, give me $5. I'll clean up your dust.
Oh, my God. $5? No, don't do $5.
No.
Radar, I've got a number. What's your number, Radar?
My number would have to be for a dog mess.
A dog that you don't know. And we're talking about, yeah.
And a neighbor you don't know, I'd say give me $50 and I'll do it.
Oh,
for
you guys are crazy. You know why y'all are crazy?
Why?
I'm charging $500.
For what?
Here's why I'm charging $500. Because someone being out $5 or $50 is nothing, which means if this dog keeps getting sick, they're going to keep asking you to come over and clean it up. If I say $500, they're going to pay me once and be like, we're not going to pay her again. She costs too much. And then I'm not asked to do it again.
I don't think they're going to pay you at all.
It's a retainer. It's a $500
it's a retainer. Radar,
no.
You may have just started a new business. You know, they talk about those businesses where people go
Let's
and
go.
Clean up dog poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dog vomit.
Dog vomit. Hey, people, listen, it's going to have a patent, so don't be making this company up right now.
Wait, we need to come up with a company name for you. Dog vomit company name. This is disgusting, by the way, and I'm so sorry that we're talking about this. But what would be a good name for a dog vomit company name that you'd be cleaning up after a dog? We got to think of something.
Yeah.
Anything.
You could be the vomit comet crew.
What about this? What about this? Here's one. Oopsie Poochie.
There you go.
The Pup Spill Patrol.
Ooh.
Woof's Woof Wipe.
How about Radar's Rover Rescue? Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.